710 ESPN Southern California Experience continues.
And welcome back to the Southern California Experience. I'm LaFern Watkins here with Desiree Vanderwall. And we have great guests for you right now. We have Judy Strawn, Paul Norwood, and Fabian Arora. And they are with Racers Who Care. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Judy, tell us about the organization. What do you guys do?
Okay, Racers Who Care started in 1993. We were a group of motorsports professionals who knew each other professionally, and some of us were friends, acquaintances. And we decided to start a program for children that would be an outreach for to help benefit their racing profession,
okay.
move their careers forward, give them more meaning to what they're doing, mm-hmm. and also give them an opportunity to give back to the communities where they're where they go out and compete.
And how great it is to combine children and race car driving. How fun is that? Do you have a lot
they
of
love it?
Yeah,
love it. They go ape. And sometimes our racers, we give presentations that we'll tell you a little bit about. Sometimes our the racers take their car seats or their helmets, their suits, into presentations, and the kids just love seeing them. Every once in a while, they even take a race car with them or
That's
a drag
neat.
Bike.
And Judy, what do you do for the organization?
I founded the organization. I'm president and CEO, and do most of the grunt work while the racers get out and do all the glamour.
So did you ever ride?
No, I took a go-kart class, a professional go-kart class, and I got yelled at a lot for standing on the brakes too much.
Lay off
and
the
I
break.
Haven't taken anything further than that.
Wow. That's
right.
Yes. Go-kart? That's not
scary.
Right. In Ventura. There is at the Jim Hill School.
Nice.
And, Paul, you ride, correct?
No, I don't actually ride. I used to have a car that I raced on the street only. I've never driven it actually at a drag strip. I am one of the co-founders of the International and National Brotherhood of Street Racers, which was organized in November of 1966. With President Big Willie as the president and chairman of the board. My object was we were on the streets back in the 60s, just after the Watts riots, and the organization was formed in November of 66 when the police department came to us and asked us to help them to where they could get the tensions down after the Watts riots. Our organization at the time, the police officers saw us at our parking lots where we met, where blacks, whites, Orientals, Spanish, Hispanics, anyone who wanted to run a car, a bike, no matter what it was, could come and feel free to sit, talk, and not be fearful that somebody was going to hurt them.
Right.
At the time we were racing, you had gangs out there such as the Crips and the Bloods who feud. They do not like each other. But at our track that we have formed and also our parking lots where we had our meetings first starting, you didn't have this problem. The blacks, the whites, the Chicanos all got together and they got along.
Because it's about racing.
It's all about racing.
Not about race.
And our organization.
Love. That's what it is. Love.
There was kids out there at the parking lots. The families would come out. And we built our organization on the premise of wheels. No matter what kind of wheels you have, skateboards, go-karts. They're now racing snowmobiles. Kind of fun to watch. I saw that on a show the other day. But it was all about the family, and we're a family-orientated organization.
And your racetrack is under construction, and now you're going to open it up this October, correct?
We opened the track up originally back in 1974 on Terminal Island on the Reeves Airfield property, which was also partly ran or used by the police department for training of their drivers by a Sergeant Bill Smith. That was our original starting point. Since then, we have been closed and open about approximately 13 times because we don't give up.
Right.
We know our job is to have that track open because during the time the track is running, the crime rate in the city of the L.A. area alone dropped 60%.
Keep that running all the time.
Right.
Because what we have is the gangs come out to us.
Mm-hmm.
They have a place to go. They have a place to congregate, see each other, and visit.
And Paul, you race, correct?
I'm Fabian.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Fabian.
We're current street racers. We race on the street, and we race at the track, and we've also raced on television, and we've raced on the news.
And you were just on television this past week, right?
On Pink's in Las Vegas. Our whole group was out there. So we had one of our fellow members who passed away on Thursday, and a lot of people were out there in memory of him.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And what do you race?
I've got more than one car. The current car we're running is a dragster that we picked up real cheap. They told us it would never go faster than in the nines and a quarter mile, and we're going 750s on a budget, on a shoestring budget, and nobody can believe we're doing it. And every time we make a pass, they come over and tell us what we're doing wrong, and we tell them it's a good thing you don't tell the car that because they might believe you.
That's great. So, Judy, can you tell us more about Racers Who Cares, how it came about, and about the Child's Day that's coming up?
Oh, yes, our National Child's Day celebration. We've been working for several years on planning this event. It's set to take place on the 3rd Street Promenade on May 31st and June 1st next year, 2008. It will comprise a program that we call Time Scope. It's a historical overview of the human development in the areas of arts and crafts and music and dance and horsepower from prehistory up to the present. So we'll have a caveman out there making petroglyphs and doing cave painting and little kids making petroglyphs to take home. And we'll go up to the Roman era, up to the year zero. Covering all of that base, we'll have a Roman chariot out there being pulled by Percherons, and we're not quite sure yet whether kids will be able to take rides in them, but over the years we'll go to different historical eras, and we will end up in the future, and we'll have Star Trek out there, and we'll have these guys out there representing cars. It will be great fun, but it's very highly interactive. But as a part of the community outreach of our National Child's Day celebration, we are going to begin having Racers Who Care quick tips on winning in life presentations in conjunction as a joint project with the Brotherhood Raceway throughout kids groups and schools and youth groups all over the L.A. area, Southern California area, starting in about the end of November.
Okay, so you're going to go out to different organizations and schools?
Yeah. Let me tell you a little bit what Quick Tips in Life is. It's what we developed back in 1993 as a way for racers to give back from their own experience to children and teens. And we've gone into full lockdown correctional institutions, and we've gone into church-run preschools. And it's equally as popular in both.
Wow.
But Quick Tips on Winning in Life. We have about 8 key points that racers make up their own presentation based on their own personal experiences and their struggles and heartaches and setbacks and things that they've had and the inner gumption they've had to have, the inner spirit they've had to draw on to keep going in racing. Like you see someone having a race, a car accident, a race 1 week, and the next week he's out there in another race with another car, you know? And it takes a unique individual to be able to do that. And they share how they became that kind of a person with children. And some of the tips are find a mentor, ask questions. Find something you love to do and plan to do that in your life. Learn the art of teamwork. You know, it's easier to reach your goals if people are helping you and you're helping them.
Now, if a school organization wants to be involved, how do they reach you? How does that work?
Okay, we have a website, www.nationalchildsday.com. Mm-hmm. Our email address is racerscare@AOL.com. I'm sorry. I'm getting things backwards here. I'm getting so excited. It's just so fun.
Yeah.
But, and our phone number is 323-962-1832.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
One more time.
1832.
Now, are there sponsorship opportunities involved?
Yes, definitely. Yes. If please contact us if this would interest you in being a sponsor and coming out and joining the fun.
Right. I'm sure you're
bringing your employees and clients. Mm-hmm. Yes. Volunteers, yes. Especially if people that like motorsports and would like to be involved in working directly with racers and setting up and coordinating and going to Quick Tips on Winning in Life presentations and assisting them, this will be a wonderful opportunity to be involved in motorsports.
And Fabian, do you also do those presentations?
We've gone to schools. We've done a lot of things. And a few members do the same thing. We have Billy Chafin, who goes to schools also. He's L.A. Sheriff's. Because there's sheriffs also in the Brotherhood. They don't street race, but they're in it because they support street racers to get them off the street.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking, we had a guest on a while ago, and we were talking about street racing and how many lives it takes. And to have a place where people can go race legally is so great.
Well,
and
they tell you to do it right and go do it at the track, but then you have a place like Palmdale, which is in the middle of nowhere, that has a track that just closed down because they're going to build houses out there. So they tell you to do it right, and then they give you a mixed message because then they close the track, so where are you supposed to do it right at?
Right.
4 hours away. So most kids are on a limited budget, and they'll go down the street and find some street to go race on.
Right.
And a lot of these guys, the ones that are underground, race for money. There's a kid out there, I shouldn't call him a kid, but he's a kid to me. You know, he's about 26. In 3 months, he's made $60,000. And you cannot make that money in NASCAR. You can't make it in an HRA.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot of money. So it's, for them, it's a business.
Yeah.
And it's very underground, so it's hard to find these people.
So, well, how do you reach them?
You have to be part of the group or they don't want to be reached. They're not people that want anybody to know who they are. They don't want anybody to come in and ruin what they're doing because they're making money at it.
Right.
You know, so it stays underground.
Right. So, Paul, you have the people that want to know, you know, they come to your track, right?
Yeah. And basically, a lot of people may not realize this, but the majority of your imported cars right now that are being sold, for about $1,000, you can make that car go 10 seconds. Majority of the people that own them can't drive them. They don't know how to handle a car with that kind of power.
Right, because my Toyota Camry is fast. I had some problems at the beginning, but let me tell you.
Now, with the racetrack, we try to help kids out by telling them certain things they need to do for safety factors, certain things they need to put on their cars to keep them safe when they're racing.
Our
track is also a track for street racers. It's to bring the kids with the knowledge or the car, but not the knowledge, to a place where they can learn and be safe with an ambulance on schedule, a fire truck there. It's all a standard track. The only difference is we're not an organization that charges you $40 to come in the gate. Our track prices have been at $10 per person since the beginning. And
it's Race or Watch.
Race or watch.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You don't have to, like, you go to an NHRA event, you pay $15, $20 to get in. If you want to go in the pit, you pay another $25. If you want to race your car, maybe at another $80 or $90, depending on what section of cars you're in, you know, for classification. But at our track, you walk in the gate, you pay a fee of $10 a person, and you go anywhere you want. You're allowed to go in to spectate. You can go into the pits and look at the cars, and which a lot of kids do because they're just now starting out and they're talking to the old timers that have been out there for many years, getting tips on what to do in their cars to make them go faster. Now, the situation that Fabian was talking about with Billy Chafin, there's an organization in the police field, CHP, Highway Patrol, all different Arizona states have their own police departments. The majority of them have police cars that race. Now, Billy Chaffin's car happens to be a V6. It's black and white with the lights, siren, the whole thing. And the way he does his program is he brings the kids go out to the track, and he picks on some of the faster racers that are street racers that we know race on the street, and he races them. He lets them out first, and then he goes after them with the red lights and sirens on.
Wow.
And it's a gathering because everybody's rooting for the kid to beat the cop, but usually he beats them. But he's been involved with this, I think, for about 6, 7, maybe 8 years now, and there's a lot more other officers and sheriff's department, CHP officers, they all have cars. And they do have events where they bring out 6 or 7 of these cars to these events. Now, Billy will go to schools. He will have his car on display, and he will give them a, through the DARE program, because this is what it all came from, was the DARE program. He will give them the opportunity to learn what it takes to stay out of jail, do things constructively and properly on the streets. Now, when I was on the streets, we were talking right after the Watch Riot, so you had maybe 1,000 people in a parking lot on a Friday or Saturday night, and trying to get 1,000 people, most of the time one or two in a car, to a site to race is a challenge to start with.
Right.
And but the police officers, they were in the background. When they got enough calls of too much noise, they let us know we'd go back to our parking lot. But over the period of years, we've more or less weaned ourselves off of the police department because they saw we could handle it on our own. The one thing about our organization is we have not accepted any money from city, state, federal government, no one.
So how
we open our track on our money.
Oh, okay. And do you accept donations from anyone? Or?
If somebody wants to donate money to help us, that's fine. Now, we do have a few backers that will donate money, which get paid back with interest, but we have never accepted money, and we don't want it because we want to be an entity that is not controlled by anybody else.
Right.
We've even had the mob approach us back in the 70s about selling alcohol at the track. We don't sell cigarettes. We don't sell alcohol. We don't allow the alcohol on the property. So it's a very family-friendly, orientated area.
Well, one thing, too, on the streets, because the laws are getting so much worse, and there's not so much that they're new. The laws, it's always been a crime to street race, but they're just enforcing them more. Things get more underground. The kids that come out and do it, and they just do it, it's just a thing about young kids just challenge each other. They don't know how to do it right. And some of these people copy, like, the movies, and you see them doing 3 across, 4 across, 5, and it's not as safe. I mean, it's not that street racing is safe at all, but it's more unsafe. And they don't see how some of these other guys do it. I mean, when the guys that do it for money, nobody stands in front of the cars. Everybody stands behind the cars. They block the roads. They do a lot more, but these younger kids don't see that. And then they are the ones who end up getting in these traffic accidents. We were at a place that was somewhere in the valley where they were trying to race. We were working with the LAPD trying to get everybody out of the valley. And they were going to race on a street with 4 intersections in it. And we told them, are you nuts? You know, are you going to go through 4? Well, it's late at night. Nobody's going to be going. Are you nuts?
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, we showed them a street. It's a safer street. The police know about the street, and they basically say, you know, get it done as quick as you can, but as soon as, you know, they get complaints, they're coming to get us,
right.
You know. So sometimes the laws don't really work the way they should, and these kids are going to do it anyway. There's nowhere for them to do it, and when the track's open, there's somewhere to do it. And when the track's open, there is no street racing anywhere for miles, all the way to Riverside County, San Bernardino County, Ventura County. I mean, it goes for miles.
Right.
So,
Judy, so tell us what other events you have coming up with Racers Who Care.
Okay, Racers Who Care, right now these are our two projects. When we started up, we took this name because Racers can care about a lot of things. It's very broad and leaves it open-ended for us on to get involved in all kinds of projects that interest us. But right now the celebration and the quick tips on winning in life are our two projects. The celebration comes up next at the end of next May, the first day of June, and we plan to begin throughout Southern California the Quick Tips on Winning in Life presentations. in November, and we'll have quite a few each month, we anticipate. So if anyone is interested in working on them or participating in them as a racer or as a host organization, we don't charge for these. It's free to the host organization, to the school or to the kids group. The racers donate their time and they pay their own out-of-pocket expenses. So it's
and how great would it be if you are in school, you're a kid, and you have a race car come to your school?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember the Dukes of Hazzard and that car and how excited I was as a kid to see that race, you know?
You know what's even more exciting is when they get to sit in the car and take a picture. And
wow. Yeah. Yeah, that's great. You guys are doing great work. So tell us again how we can get a hold of you.
Yes, I think I sort of garbled the phone number before. It's 323-962-1832. The email address is racerscare@aol.com. And the website is www.nationalchildsday.com. And there's quite a bit of detailed information about our event on our website.
Well, okay, before we leave, do you guys have any quick tips of if there are any racers listening right now, what quick tips you can give them on how to be safe?
Well, first thing to do is do it where there are no other streets that are coming across your street. Have someone at the other end to be there in case there is an accident, to be on scene immediately with medical help. And for any of the racers out there that is concerned or concerning when the track will open, the number you can reach to get the information is 1-310-672-1814. That's Willie's home number. It's been his home number for the last 35, 40 years. And the information will be on there. He will leave it on his answering machine. So other than that, just be safe, wear the proper equipment, make sure you have safety belts that are good, and drive carefully.
And also, we've also had him call the mayor and ask the mayor, where's the track? And that's been effective. So
great.
The mayor's office is in the book.
Great, great. That's a lot of great information. Thank you guys so much for joining us here today. And
thank you very much.
Yeah,
it's been very exciting for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we had a huge traffic jam today, and Sarah.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't make it.
Yes, unfortunately, Sarah couldn't make it, but maybe we could have you guys come on some other time.
We'd absolutely love to.
Great. Yeah.
Maybe after the Quick Tips on Life presentations begin, we can come back with an update on how they're doing.
Perfect.
Plan. Thanks again for joining us. My name is Desiree Vandewell. You're with LaFern Watkins, and this is 710 AM ESPN's Southern California Experience.